Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 24th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Medicus Pharma Ltd., NASDAQ MDCX. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Medicus Pharma Ltd., MDCX. In 2Q25, Medicus advanced strategic initiatives by acquiring Antiv Limited to expand its therapeutic pipeline into dermatology and infectious diseases. They also entered a collaboration with Helix Nanotechnologies to develop thermostable vaccines for infectious diseases. Financially, the company secured an $8.1 million non-dilutive debenture financing, strengthening its balance sheet. In 2Q25, MDCX reported a net loss of $6.2 million, reflecting increased expenses and R&D investment. Cash and equivalents stood at 9.7 netters at quarter end. Medicus's lead program, SkinJect, is a dissolvable microneedle patch for localized delivery of chemotherapeutic agents. The company's valuation ranges from $14.91 to $29.35, based on a discounted cash flow model. Stonegate Capital Partners offers investor relations, equity research, and institutional investor outreach services for public companies. GeoVax expands Gedeptin development to additional solid tumor indications. GeoVax Labs, Inc. expands Gedeptin development to additional solid tumor indications, working with the Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University to evaluate Gedeptin with immune checkpoint inhibitors in preclinical models of various solid tumor types. The Phase 2 clinical trial, ADPMP-203, will assess Gedeptin in combination with other therapies for head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. The company aims to enhance immune activation within the tumor microenvironment to improve outcomes in a broader range of solid tumor cancers. GeoVax anticipates early readouts from preclinical modeling work and plans to initiate its Phase 2 trial in the second half of 2026. Stanford Section Chief of Preventive Cardiology to receive the 2025 Joseph A. Vita Award. Fahima Rodriguez, MD, MPH, FAHA, an Associate Professor of Medicine, Vice Chair of Clinical Research, and Section Chief of Preventive Cardiology at Stanford Medicine, will receive the 2025 Joseph A. Vita Award at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025. Rodriguez's innovative work in cardiometabolic disease prevention has significantly advanced cardiovascular research. Her research program focuses on personalized cardiovascular risk prediction and evidence-based interventions. Dr. Rodriguez, a fellow of multiple prestigious medical associations, has authored over 270 peer-reviewed publications and received national honors for her contributions to the field. The award, named after late cardiovascular scientist Joseph A. Vita, MD, recognizes scientists whose work transforms cardiovascular research.
State Roundup. Maryland health officials issue own vaccine recommendations. Lawmakers push to keep Beltsville AG Center open. Maryland's Department of Health has released its own vaccination recommendations, urging all adults to get their COVID-19 vaccination this fall. Lawmakers are pushing to keep the Beltsville Agricultural Research Center open, highlighting the importance of the facility. Maryland's top federal prosecutor, Kelly O'Hayes, appointed by Trump, is under pressure to prosecute political opponents. Medical mistakes in Maryland hospitals have risen by 5%, raising questions about language barriers. Maryland Democrats are focusing on affordability to sell the shutdown, as the federal government's influence in the state remains significant. Fecal Scanner, quick and easy AI colon monitoring. AICU Global has launched an Indiegogo campaign for Fecal Scanner, a mobile app using AI to revolutionize gut health monitoring. The app features a snap and score approach for personalized gut scores and instant meal analysis. With precise AI analytics and daily analysis, users can track their digestive health progress over time. Fecal Scanner also includes medication reminders for IBD and IBS patients and provides clinic recommendations if medical attention is needed. The app aims to make gut monitoring effortless and insightful, empowering users to take control of their health. Early backers can access exclusive perks through the Indiegogo campaign. Join the gut health revolution with Fecal Scanner.
Oliver Drakeford Therapy releases new findings on listening and relationship success, strengthening its role in couples therapy. Los Angeles, Oliver Drakeford Therapy has released new findings showing that strong listening skills in partners significantly impact relationship success. Couples with partners who are good listeners are 43 times more likely to be in a thriving relationship category. This research highlights the importance of communication in building lasting intimacy. Oliver Drakeford emphasizes the need for professional support, as 75% of couples score below the healthy relationship threshold. Services offered by Oliver Drakeford Therapy in Los Angeles include couples counseling, communication coaching, conflict resolution skills, LGBTQ+ couples therapy, and relationship anxiety therapy. Couples interested in improving communication can download a free relationship skills ebook on their website. For more information, visit oliverdrakefordtherapy.com/couples. University of Central Florida, Psychiatry, an Industry of Death, traveling exhibit educates students on mental health abuse. Students and the general public at the University of Central Florida recently toured an exhibit called Psychiatry, an Industry of Death, which aims to educate on mental health abuse. Hosted by the Florida chapter of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, the exhibit exposes abuses in the mental health industry, such as electroshock and drugging of children. Many attendees, including psychology majors, pledged to prevent such abuses. The exhibit was praised by Honorable Antonio Tony Ortiz, who emphasized the importance of educating law enforcement on mental health laws. The exhibit is also permanently located in downtown Clearwater, Florida, offering educational tours and workshops to raise awareness on psychiatric abuses.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.